Eye in the sky, satellites that show us the western wildfires. Over the past couple of months, firefighters across California have been fighting against one of the largest and hottest wildfire seasons in American history. Currently, 17,000 firefighters are working to contain 28 major wildfires as well as many smaller, subsidiary fires. Since the beginning of 2020, wildfires have burned over 3.2 million acres, killed more than 20 people, and destroyed more than 4,100 structures. While many of the fires were initially caused by more than 13,845 lightning strikes during multiple storms over 3.5 days, over the following month the number and intensity of the wildfires have increased dramatically as weather conditions continue to elevate the risk factor. Due to the combination of record high air temperatures, drought conditions, gusting winds, and low humidity, the south of northeastern California is in danger of critical fires. The majority of the fires burning in Siskiyou County, Yuba County, Mendocino County, North Bay, Hennessey, San Bernardino, Monterey County, Los Angeles County, Tehama County, San Diego, Wallbridge, Fresno County, Plumas County, East Bay, San Mateo, and Santa Cruz. NASA has photographed the thick smoke and aerosol particles throughout the region, using the NOAA NASA SWAMI NPP satellite, Terra Satellite, ECO System Spaceborne Thermal Radiometer Experiment on Space Station, and NOAA's GOES-S. The unprecedented number of wildfires have created an extremely thick blanket of smoke along the west coast, while the smoke from one explosive pyrocumulus cloud expanded 10 miles into the atmosphere to reach the stratosphere, a record for any North American fire. On August 20, NASA captured the approximately 1,214-mile-long smoke cloud caused by the California wildfires. The smoke cloud was composed of carbon monoxide, carbon dioxide, and particulate matter, as well as aldehydes, acid gases, sulfur dioxide, nitrogen oxides, polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, PAHs, benzene, toluene, styrene, metals, and dioxins. The smoke trail led from the northeast of Pocatello, Idaho, heading southwest to the Pacific Ocean near mid-Baja California and Mexico, affecting all individuals in the way. The aerosol optical thickness, a measure of how much of the solar light is blocked due to dust and haze, shows that the smoke is affecting the sky across the state of California. The light yellow areas in the satellite image point to clear blue skies, while the dark red spots indicate areas where the sun is obstructed. In Los Angeles, Las Vegas, parts of San Francisco, and even into Idaho, the sky is an orangey tan or cement gray-brown under the effects of the smoke. Since 1999, the Terra satellite has been observing the atmosphere and environment using five instruments: Advanced Spaceborne Thermal Emission and Reflection Radiometer, ASTER, Clouds and Earth's Radiant Energy System, Ceres, Multi-Angle Imaging Spectroradiometer, MISR, Moderate Resolution Imaging Spectroradiometer, MODIS, and Measurements of Pollution in the Troposphere, MOPIT. ASTER takes high-resolution, stereoscopic images of Earth in 14 different wavelengths of the electromagnetic spectrum to help create detailed maps of land surface temperatures, emissivity, reflectance, and elevation. One of the two identical Ceres instruments acts in cross-track scan mode, taking measurements for the Earth Radiation Budget Experiment, ERBE, and the Tropical Rainfall Measuring Mission, TRMM. The other Ceres instrument acts in a biaxial scan mode, providing data into the angular models used to determine the Earth's radiation balance. MISR measures the amount of sunlight, clouds, and aerosols under natural conditions with cameras pointed at 9 different angles in each blue, green, red, and near-infrared wavelengths. MODIS is a spectroradiometer that can view over 2,330 kilometers wide and measure the number of clouds, gas fires, as well as aerosols in 36 discrete spectral bands. Using gas correlation spectroscopy, MOPIT compares the absorption of carbon monoxide to a known gas to identify the distribution, transport, sources, and sinks of carbon monoxide. It also measures the radiance from Earth in 3 spectral bands using sensors. Overall, the Terra spacecraft provides key information about the human impact on the environment and provides data about natural hazards. It also helps scientists determine the impact of clouds and aerosols on Earth's energy budget. Update at NOAA's hashtag GOES17 is watching the massive amounts of hashtag smoke coming from the western hashtag wildfires this afternoon. From 22,300 miles up, the hashtag satellite is using its hashtag geocolor band to track smoke stretching hundreds of miles over the eastern Pacific and southward into Mexico. pic.twitter.com/stet.CRE9P. NOAA Satellites, Public Affairs, at NOAA Satellite, September 10, 2020. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, photographed a smoke cloud growing hundreds of miles over the east of the Pacific Ocean heading south into Mexico from 22,300 miles in the air. Using a geocolor band, they saw the smoke cover the globe from western Australia to eastern North America from a wider angle. Hashtag satellite spotlight this hashtag full disk hashtag geocolor view from at NOAA's hashtag GOES17 covers the globe from Western Australia to Eastern North America from 22,300 miles up. From this perspective, you can see the vast extent of the hashtag smoke from the Western hashtag wildfires in this 24-hour loop. pic.twitter.com/03ruizu7lp NOAA Satellites, Public Affairs, at NOAA Satellite PA, September 11, 2020. The GOES-S spacecraft, which captured the incident, is three-axis stabilized with satellites that allow for up to 100 megabits per second of near-continuous data. The spacecraft combines three technologies: nadir pointing, which is pointed towards the Earth, solar pointing, which is pointed towards the Sun, and in situ, which is in the geosynchronous orbit. Update: here's another look from at NOAA's hashtag GOES17 of the stunning amount of hashtag smoke covering the West and Pacific coast this afternoon. As of today, there are about 100 large hashtag wildfires currently burning in the U.S., covering more than 4.5 million acres. Hashtag Western Wildfires pic.twitter.com/n9ykou9z. NOAA Satellites, Public Affairs, at NOAA Satellite PA, September 11, 2020. The 20 feet by 18 feet device has a life of 15 years and features systems such as search and rescue, data system collection, and emergency managers weather information network, IMWIN. The NOAA-NASA SWAMI NPP satellite recorded vast amounts of smoke emanating from the LNU and the SCU lightning complexes using the Visible Infrared Imaging Radiometer Suite, VIRS. The LNU complex fire is currently raging across 215,000 acres in the Napa Valley area. It now ranks as the ninth largest fire in California history. While the SCU complex fire is spread across 157,475 acres, it is mostly contained near Santa Clara. The powerful fires are creating their own localized weather system since the hot air is producing an updraft and moisture in the upper atmosphere. A fire cloud is formed as the air cools and condenses into water droplets on the ash. Larger clouds can also produce winds and lightning, leading to more fires. Stronger and quicker updrafts can generate fire tornadoes. The highly autonomous SWAMI NPP spacecraft uses a three-axis stabilized attitude determination and control subsystem, which provides real-time attitude, spacecraft position, and attitude control data. The craft uses four reaction wheels, three torquer bars, thrusters, trackers, and sensors to collect and provide information. The SWAMI NPP's electrical power subsystem generates an average power of about 2 kilowatts, EOL, using Gaia solar cells and provides thermal input using a solar array. Powered by a NIH nickel-hydrogen battery system, the command and data handling subsystem collects instrument data and communicates it using a FireWire chipset. NASA's ECO system Spaceborne Thermal Radiometer Experiment on Space Station, ECOSTRAS, showed 28 major active wildfires across California that had a surface temperature higher than 375 degrees Fahrenheit. The surrounding areas were also abnormally warm due to the ongoing heat wave caused by the fires. NASA's ECOSTRAS measures the temperature of plants using its Evaporative Stress Index, ESI. It can also create Heat Vulnerability Index, HVI, maps using its thermal infrared sensor and images collected by satellite-based remote sensing. This spacecraft provides data with high spatial resolution and accurate temperature sensitivity. It can also provide a wide view of a point at a steady rate using its double-sided scan mirror and internal blackbody calibration. The system also features geolocation and cloud detection. As smoke continues to cover a huge portion of the western U.S., Americans are being greatly impacted by 2020's rampant fires, and it isn't over yet. In fact, a new Stanford-led study states that the rise of hotter weather will increase the risk of longer, more dangerous wildfire seasons in the future.